Despite the high cost of gas, many people are going to rent a car on vacation this summer and maybe a fancy global positioning system, a GPS, to go with it. So what NPR's Julie Rovner did in a recent reporting trip to Switzerland and came back with a key piece of advice. Don't tease it, or you'll be sorry.
Now, really, what would you do if you rented a GPS in Switzerland and it sounded like this?
In 0.3 miles, take the third exit at the roundabout.
You'd almost certainly do what producer Rebecca Davis and I did. We named her Heidi. Now, I have a GPS in my own car, and I know how to use it. But I have to say, Heidi gave us fits pretty much from the start. Sometimes she gave us too much warning about an upcoming turn.
Take the first exit at the roundabout.
And sometimes not quite enough.
Oh, this was the swimming pool turn, I think.
Calculating route.
It was.
We got exasperated, a lot, but usually we got where we were going, eventually. Then one day, Heidi decided to take us on a little detour.
Prepare to turn right, then prepare to turn right.
Something seemed wrong. At first we were in a subdivision, then we were on a dirt road. Then it was a cow pasture. Rebecca stopped the car. We got out, laughing, and took pictures. We tried to get tape, but they were uncharacteristically quiet Swiss cows. Heidi, however, was undaunted. The path through the cow pasture did eventually turn back into a dirt road and then back into a real road, so Heidi wasn't completely crazy, just a little mischievous. And Swiss livestock, we found out later, are anything but quiet. Rebecca got a chance to interview some cows up in the mountains of the Valais region.
These are cows eating in Switzerland.
While I had my own run-in with modern technology, I got zapped by an electric fence while taping some goats.
You gonna baa at the microphone? Again?
Anyway, the moral of this story is don't tease animals while you're on vacation. And that means not just those made of flesh and blood, but those electronic ones responsible for getting you where you want to go, too.
That's NPR's Julie Rovner.
Take the third exit at the roundabout.
Oh, shut up already!